This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. A very wet Nishna Valley.
Yes, it definitely feels fall out there.
It seems like every time you think you get a day where there's no rain, so you're kind of thinking maybe we're into a new pattern. Yeah, forget that.
Yeah, not
it's
so much.
The next day it just starts to rain again. It's just kind of the way it's been here lately.
It
it's
has.
Just amazing how much rain that we've been sitting through here in the fall. I don't even want to begin imagining how much mud will be wrapped around those tires once harvest rolls around.
Yeah.
Yikes. It's hard to keep things clean right now.
It is.
I mean, there's just mud all over the place. Even finding a time to mow.
Yeah.
You know, this last week, because the grass keeps growing because it keeps getting wet. But yeah, this week, I know one night, you know, my wife and I came home and looked at each other. I think it was Thursday night, and we decided, well, it's just kind of a little light mist, but if we don't do it now, when are we going to do it?
Right.
Because you're not sure when it's going to, you know, when it's going to be nicer, and weekends get busy, so we're looking at early next week. Well, by then it'll be so long, because it's still growing, because of all this rain.
Yeah.
So we actually went out and mowed kind of in that misty weather.
Yeah.
Well, it was either that or let it grow, and that's not a good option. You know, it's just so hard to find the time to be able to do anything out there.
It is, yes.
You know, golf courses are struggling with all the rain we've had. Of course, farm fields, that speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly find a roadside ditch anymore without standing water in it.
Yeah, no.
It's just kind of been one of those falls for whatever reason. It's just been so wet here this fall. And as we said, remember the contrast. Last year, in the month of August, we had zero.
Nothing.
We didn't have a drop of moisture. This year, we had almost 10.5 inches in August, and we've had a lot already here in September as well with the rainfall events that we've had. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that this kind of weather pattern doesn't continue for any more time than it has
to. Yeah,
we
could use a little bit of a break.
We could. And some warmer weather would be nice if I get the chance to order it up at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting so chilly out. It's, you know, we had a few mornings this week where it was in the low to mid 40s. And then, of course, Friday night into Saturday morning, low to mid 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need that. It's too early for that.
Yeah.
It's just too early right now. You know, the problem is you get so much water like this, so much rain, and then you get the early cold temperatures. What you're going to end up having is a really bad leaf season. So many people love to go out and view leaves, the changing fall colors and things this time of the year, but wet falls are not good for that. It changes the way that the leaf patterns go and what have you, and usually the wet seasons aren't that's not when you have the best viewing.
No.
So unfortunately, it looks like unless the patterns change somewhere along the line here, it doesn't look like that's going to be the best season for that. We'll have to wait and see as we get a little deeper into fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually don't start talking about that kind of stuff till into October.
October, yeah.
You know, anywhere from about the second to the third or fourth week in October is where most of the leaves begin to change here in Iowa. Those are some of the peak viewing times anyway. So we'll see. We've had some storms and maybe have blown some of the leaves right off.
Yeah, that last one was pretty bad.
Or the branches.
Yeah.
With the leaves, you know, all together.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of crazy. You know, and usually this time of the year is the time of the year that you're trying to get out and do some stuff to the lawn. In normal years, there's no normal year, but when we get close to the average years, you know, this is, you know, you get into late August, into September, it's the best time to try to do some of the work in the yard. Growing grass, for example, the best time of the year for some of that, but also weed control. Fall is one of the best times to deal with that kind of stuff, too. And I don't know if you've looked outside lately, but all this rain, it's conducive to weeds.
Yeah.
And this is the time of the year that a lot of folks like to get out and spray. You know, fall is the best time if you're going to control some of those perennial weeds, because now's the time of the year that they start moving their carbohydrates that are produced by photosynthesis down to the roots for winter storage.
Hmm.
So that instead of the upper parts of the plant for continued growth. So if you apply the herbicides now, well, then what happens is those chemicals get taken down to the roots. So you can, you know, along with those carbohydrates. So you kill the whole plant instead of just the parts above the soil. You know, during the summertime, if you spray those things, a lot of times all you're doing is killing what's above.
Mm.
This gives you a chance to get rid of everything. That way you can start next spring with a nice lawn. So it kind of works in the opposite direction spring and summer. As I mentioned, you know, it stays in the upper parts of the plant, so it doesn't get down to the roots. So, you know, if you only have a few weeds present, a lot of times you can pull them or dig them up by hand, but you can do spot treatments and things like that to save some money. But, you know, there are a lot of ready-to-use liquid products out there that folks like to hook up to the hose and spray out there. They do suggest, though, that the experts say before you apply any herbicides, you should know what weeds you're trying to control. And the fall control of annual weeds, like crabgrass, foxtail, those types of things, is unnecessary and wasteful. Those weeds only live for one summer, and they naturally die in the fall, so it's really not necessary to try to control those. Hmm. They do suggest, as we said, kill the roots. When only a few weeds are present, you can pull them up, but you know, otherwise you want to get down to the roots all the time. Don't expect 100% control with just one herbicide application when you're targeting difficult weeds. Sometimes two or three applications, maybe 2 to 3 weeks apart, can be necessary sometimes to control those. So you might have to do a little bit more. So, you know, and there are different types of weeds too. There are winter annual weeds and different types of things that you can deal with too. But this is the time of the year when a lot of folks start to think about a lot of those things. Application timing kind of varies on where you live, but in the northern part of the country, some folks will treat their lawns as early as Labor Day, but a lot of times you can do it as late as into October, maybe even into late October in a nice when you have a nice fall for winter weather or for fall weather. But the right timing, just look at the air temperature. Those herbicides are most effective when the air temperature is 50 degrees and above. So the best way to check your timing, I guess, is you can ask your local extension office and stuff. They'll kind of get you an idea of the right timing there, too. But, you know, if you really want to clean that stuff up out in the yard, have a good stand of grass next spring, a lot of times it's dependent on what you do in the fall to get that prepared. So if you're thinking about getting out and doing those kinds of things, find a time when it'll warm up again.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into a really cold weather pattern here where it's just going to dive right into winter. So wait for that those warmer conditions to come back again. Get out there. And when you're spraying, you know, a lot of folks actually kind of waste some money that way too. You know, especially those different ones that you hook up to the hose and then you spray them. You know, some people stand out there and you watch them and they're over this area forever. All you have to do is get the leaves wet. You don't have to soak them. You just have to get them wet. So, you know, some folks will go through 2-3 bottles of that and you look at it and think, wow, that's a lot. It's not, you know, it's not cheap, but it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, you're trying to just like completely soak the area. You don't have to do that. If you just get the leaves wet, you're in good shape. So, yeah, take a little bit of time and then do it right. Do it right the first time. And then you'll have, as I said, good stand of grass then next spring when you roll around, too. Yeah. It's always nice to have nice grass.
Yeah.
Lots of grass. I hate to belabor the point, but all this rain.
I know. We need a mower. It's bad.
It's growing, and it's thicker. It's longer, yes. And it's thicker, and it's growing faster than it did in May and June. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be burning out right now.
Give us a break now. And yeah.
I guess look at all the money that folks saved on watering lawns this year.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have to spend a whole lot of money on watering lawns or a whole lot of time running around putting those little sprinklers and things out to different places.
Yeah. Was it last year that I don't think we mowed for like over a month because it was just so dry and
August.
Grass was brown and
we didn't have any
probably.
Rain. Yeah. There was no reason to get out there and do it. All you were doing was kicking up dust.
Yeah.
But this year, it's just completely the opposite. Hey, I was going to tell you, too, the other day I was home, just got home from work, and I went and was sitting in a chair in the great room, just kind of looking out the window, and we have some picture windows there, and I was looking, I just glanced over, the deck is right off of that area, and right up there in front of me, in fact, one of the cats was sitting on my lap, and all of a sudden, a red-tailed hawk landed on the railing of the deck right outside the window. I mean, it was literally, of course, we had, you know, the window between us, but it was literally probably 10 feet from me.
Wow.
And it just landed on the railing and sat there. And all of a sudden, you know, the cat was on my lap sleeping, and all of a sudden she must have heard something or felt something close. And all of a sudden she looks, and as soon as she sees that, she gets up in my lap real fast. The hawk saw that out of the corner of her eye, and she glanced over at us real quick and looked. And then took off. Yeah. So it was just for eight or ten seconds.
That's still cool, yeah.
But yeah, I've never seen one land at that. They'll land on the roof once in a while because they like those tall areas where they can see food sources.
Right.
But to land on the deck railing there.
Yeah.
I've never seen them up that close before where they've come that close to the, you know, to where we were.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kind of neat. Nature in action.
Is. Yeah.
Speaking of nature in action, Nathaniel Hamlin is having its fall park, it's a park fall festival. The Nathaniel Hamlin Park is having its fall festival. Let me put that appropriately. They're a mile south of Audubon. The Audubon County Historical Society is doing that on Sunday, September 21st. It's coming up next weekend already from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's a way to get back to nature there, too, because they'll have all kinds of things. You can feed the elk from the gazebo and see their new baby. They have all kinds of different types of animals that'll be available there as well, so you can check some things out. They have miniature mules and donkeys and miniature horses. There'll be all kinds of different things there, too. Accordion, guitars, fiddles, banjos, all kinds of music-type things going on. You can watch apple cider being made. You can see some of the renovations they've done to the house museum. There'll be a flea market and a farmer's market, a bargain barn. There'll be a dinner as well, a grilled smoked pork chop dinner with scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie, or dessert and beverage. It's a $10 meal. Kids' meal, hot dog, dessert, drink, chips for $4. That starts at 11 o'clock they'll be serving. Now, if you want to go to the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival, it's a fundraiser for them. You can do that. It's $1 for one person to enter. Now, if you have two or more people in your car, it's $2. That's it.
That's it. That's great.
Yeah, pretty easy. So, yeah, if you want to get out and see some things, just kind of have a relaxing day, maybe a family-type thing, especially if you have young children who will enjoy some of the activities. I'll have a bounce house and things like that, too, for the kids. And that maybe you want to put that on your list of things to do. Sunday, September 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's, again, a mile south of Audubon, the Audubon County Historical Society sponsoring the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival. Fall Festival. You hear that a lot these days,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we do.
A lot of it. And a lot of it has to do with food, too.
Yeah.
I know you got some stuff there. Do you want to start before I get into some of the things I have?
Alrighty. The First Church of Christ, they're having church at the park on September 14th. It's at 10:30 a.m., and that will be held at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. And there they will have live music, worship, food, bounce house, and a pie contest. So it's the First Church of Christ, their church at the park on September 14th at 10:30, and that's at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation, they're hosting a masquerade jewelry fair. That's coming up September 15th. It runs from 10 to 5. It's at the hospital, and they'll have jewelry, scarves, and accessories, and it's all just $5 each. So join them on September 15th from 10 to 5 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Red Cross Blood Drive is in Elkhorn on September 16th. It's from 11:30 to 5:30. That's at the Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, and you can call Ann White at 764-5888 to schedule an appointment. And, of course, walk-ins are welcome. See Elkhorn Blood Drive on September 16th from 11:30 to 5:30. The Anita United Methodist Fall Supper is coming up on Wednesday, September 17th. It's from 5 to 7. And the menu includes roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, salads, and pie, and it's all for a free will offering. And they do have carryouts that begin at 4. You just need to call 762-3869 for carryouts. Again, it's the Anita United Methodist Fall Supper, September 17th from 5 to 7 in Anita. Exire Lutheran Church's Fall Supper is on September 17th from 5 to 7:30, and they'll be serving Staley's Chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, salad, roll, and dessert. It's $9 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under. They are handicap accessible. You just need to use the Northeast door, and they will be delivering to shut-ins. Call 268-2660. And then they also have carryouts available, and to pick up that, you need to come between 4:30 and 5, and it does cost you just a dollar extra. And it's asked that you enter the West Church door to pick up your carryout orders. Again, that's Exira Lutheran Church's Fall Supper, September 17th from 5 to 7:30. Red Cross Blood Drive is in Westphalia on September 18th from noon to 6 at St. Boniface Parish Center. STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, will be held September 18th through November 20th for youth in grades 4 through 6th. It's a hands-on activities through the Why Science After School program in the Middle School Science Lab. Science in Our Food will let participants perform their own physical and chemical tests to identify glucose, starches, fats, and proteins in various food samples. Registration instructions are available online at extension.iastate.edu/CAS. They do ask that you pre-register by September 16th, and if you have any questions, you can call the Extension office. And this is offered to youth in partnership with the Cass County Extension and the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. So that's STEM being held September 18th through the 20th for youth in grades 4th through 6, and you can register online at the Extension website. An Alzheimer's Memory Walk will be held on September 20th at the Atlantic City Park at noon. The walk will go down to the depot and back, and it's a walk to help raise funds to help those in our area. You can make donation checks made out to ALZ Midwest Fund, and you can bring those the day of the walk, or you can also mail them to the Alzheimer's Disease and Related Disorders at the Omni Center, 300 West Broadway, Suite 233 in Council Bluffs, 51503, and you can just put them in the memo, the Atlantic Memory Walk. So that's the Alzheimer's Memory Walk in Atlantic at the Atlantic City Park, September 20th, and that starts at noon. The Grant United Methodist Church Annual Bazaar is coming up Sunday, September 21st. It starts at 10 a.m., and it starts with worship service, and it'll be featuring music with Devin Rick Bohm from the New Shoes Quartet. And then after that, they'll have home-cooked meals served from 11:30 to 1, and they're serving ham balls, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, Harvard beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies, and desserts, and of course, your drink choice of coffee, tea, or lemonade. Well, only $8 for adults, $3.50 for children 12 and under, and then all money raised goes to support the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects at the Grant Church. Red Cross Blood Drive is in Atlantic on September 25th at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center, and that will be held from noon to 6. The annual Minister's Appreciation Luncheon will be held at the Heritage House in Atlantic on September 25th at noon, and they'll be meeting in the Recreation Room for a buffet-style meal, and they'll be serving pork loin, fish, green bean casserole, scalloped potatoes, small salad, and cherry pie. It's $9 for the meal per plate. And the theme will be introducing Builders Club to the ministerial group. Kyle Bartholik, youth pastor from the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church, will be co-presenting with Carla Akers regarding Builders Club activities. And they do ask the RSVP just so they can get an idea of how much food to have on hand. It's the annual Minister's Appreciation Luncheon at the Heritage House in Atlantic, September 25th at noon.
A lot of stuff.
Yes, it is.
Take a look at some other things that are going on here around the area as well here in the coming days and weeks. First of all, it's coming up this next week, the Atlantic Lions Club will be hosting its Waffle Supper. That'll be on Thursday, September 18th, and that's at the 4-H Community Building here in Atlantic. That's the Cass County Community Center. 4:30 to 7 o'clock the time. All the proceeds will help to benefit local, national, and international Lions Club projects. Cost is $7 for adults 13 and over. It's $4 for children 4 to 12, and it's free for those who are 3 and under. Again, that's the Atlantic Lions Club Waffle Supper, Thursday, September 18th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic from 4:30 until 7 p.m. You can get your tickets in advance, or if you'd like, you can just pick them up at the door, too. There's no increase in cost by waiting until the day of. Also, let's see, what else do we have coming up here in the area? We have coming up this on Saturday, September 27th in Anita. They're going to be sponsoring the Lake Anita State Park Dutch Oven Cast Iron Pan Cook-Off. It's their fourth annual event, and it'll be held on September 27th. That's a Saturday from noon until 4 at the Lake Anita Campgrounds. That's hosted by the Friends of Lake Anita. There'll be a three-pot competition of bread, a main dish, or dessert. And you can enter one or all three of the categories if you'd like. And you can get a hold of Molly Denny or Josh Peach to register and to get more of those details. The winners will be chosen by popular vote of the public. And then later on that evening, they're going to have their first annual Glow in the Park Fun Run. And it'll be held also that same day, Saturday, September 27th, at the Lake Anita State Park. And that'll be right afterward. Now, the entry fee is $20 if you mail it to the Friends of Lake Anita at 55111 750th Street. That's 55111 750th Street, Anita, Iowa, 50020. And the deadline for entries is coming up fast. It's September 15th. If you wait until the day of the race, it's $25 to enter. Now, the price includes a T-shirt, a glow necklace, and refreshments after the race. Registration begins at 6:30 p.m. at the campground's popcorn shed. And again, if you'd like more information, just get a hold of the folks at the park office at Lake Anita State Park, 712-762-3564. That's the Dutch Oven Cast Iron Pan Cook-Off, followed by the first annual Glow in the Park Fun Run, all coming up on September 27th. Sounds like something for everybody there.
Yeah.
Also, the Cass County Health System is doing its community blood draws again. The appointments will be available between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on a number of different dates. Now, at the CCMH Atrium, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Atrium here in Atlantic, they'll be available on September 18th, 19th, 20th, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So basically, it'll be this coming week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They'll take Sunday off, and then they'll come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, the following week. Okay? And also, they'll be having blood draws as well coming up very soon at the Anita Medical Center, and that's coming up this Monday, September 15th, at the Griswold Medical Center this Tuesday, September 16th, and then at the Messina Medical Center this Wednesday, September 17th. So you've got plenty of opportunities to get those blood draws done. Now, the screenings include, for the blood profile, it's $35, and they do all kinds of different things, and there will also be the results will be mailed to the address that you provide on your registration form. So if you'd like to get the blood draw done and keep up to date on where you are health-wise, I know sometimes that's scary to think about the results coming at you, but hey, you need to know, right? You schedule your appointment for the blood draw. You can go online, CassCountyClinics.com, and you can register there. Or you can also call 249-0667, or you can call the health coach at 243-2850. And again, the appointments are from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on each of those days that we mentioned. And again, in Anita, it's September 15th. In Griswold, September 16th. In Messina, September 17th. And then they'll be at the Atrium at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, September 18th, 19th, 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. Plenty of opportunity there. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back at all this heavy lifting we have to do.
I know,
such
so
tough work. Oh, you got some birthdays?
I do. I'd like to wish happy 90th birthday to Leona Roy. Her friends and family are having an open house for her on Sunday, September 14th from 1 to 4 at the VFW Hall in Manning. And they're also doing a card shower for her, so you can send her a card. Wish her a happy 90th birthday to 347 2nd Street in Manning, 51455. Again, that's happy birthday to Leona Roy, celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house on Sunday, September 14th from 1 to 4 at the VFW Hall in Manning. And you can also send her a card to wish her a happy birthday at 347 2nd Street in Manning, 51455. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Glenn Farrenkrug, celebrating his birthday on September 15th. Happy birthday to Marlene Christensen, celebrating her birthday on September 16th. And also happy birthday to Roy Van Arnhem, celebrating his birthday on September 19th. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Salem Lutheran Home. That's all I have for birthdays.
I don't have any anniversaries. I'd love to share, but yeah. I don't have any sitting here.
Well, I guess I do have some more birthdays. We have some births to announce. I have three of them, and they're all girls.
Wow.
Yes. Mackenzie Carroll was born to Amber and Ryan DeYoung in Minneapolis, Minnesota on September 5th. She was 6 pounds, 12 ounces, 19 inches long, and joins sister Avi. Grandparents are Mark and Judy Stevenson of West Des Moines. Great-grandparents are Hal and Judy Stevenson of Atlantic. and Howard Anderson and the late Carol Anderson of Atlantic. I'm sorry, that's Mark and Jody Stevenson of West Des Moines. Also, congratulations to Rachel and Tim Sanderson of Kearney, Nebraska. They became parents of their first child. A daughter was born Saturday evening, August 30th. Aubrey May weighed 9 pounds, 2 ounces, and is 21 and a quarter inches long. Her grandparents are Roger and Nancy Charlie of Tiffin, Iowa, and Tony and Susan Sanderson of Chamber, Nebraska. Proud great-grandparents locally are Cliff and Marianne Christensen of Rural Atlantic, so congratulations there. And also congratulations to, Paisley Grace was born to Michelle Hansen and Tony Fippen of Exira. Grandparents are Kurt and Denise Mardson, Chuck and Shelby Fippen, great-grandfather Don Fredrickson, all of Exira, April and Larry Baldwin of New Market, Matt Shores of Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, great-grandmother Maxine Shores of Blair, Nebraska, and great-grandfather George Bishop of Des Moines. So congratulations to Michelle Hansen and Tony Fippen on their baby girl.
Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, born September 5th.
Excellent. Yes. Very good. Well, we appreciate folks sending us that information, too. If you do have any information like that about birthdays, anniversaries, or births to tell us about, just send it to us here at the station. We'd be happy to share it with you. We got some emails. We got some phone calls. So folks are sharing some of that information with us, and we do appreciate it. Remember when you were young and you just wanted to, you always wanted to go play with the adults and stuff? You always wanted somebody to go out and do whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, for us, you know, we were boys, obviously. So for us, it was wanting to go out and throw the ball around or, you know, hey, hit us some pop flies or, you know, something like that. And you're always bugging your uncles and, you know, whatever else and stuff to go out and do that stuff. And they were always gracious about it.
Yeah.
They would always do it. And now it's us. That are the shoes are on the other feet now.
Yeah.
The roles have been reversed. And now you have, you know, nieces and nephews, children.
Yes.
And they want to do things all the time with the adults. And there's so many times you just want to say, no, I just want to sit here in the chair and do nothing for a few minutes. And so, but you don't.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to appreciate when you're put in that other position now just exactly what all of your family members
did for you. Yeah.
Yeah. How much, you know, how much out of their way in some cases they went just to be able to do those kinds of things. It might not always have been fun for them.
Yeah.
But they went and did it anyway.
Well, and that's the things that we remember, and you know, knowing that your kids or your nieces, nephews, whoever you're playing with, they'll remember that then too and keep passing that on.
Goes from one generation to the next. But, you know, when you're young and you're out playing with your uncle, you think that's just fun. That's a great time. You wonder, you know, you don't think about, I wonder what my uncle's thinking. I wonder if he thinks it's fun or is he just doing it because he has to,
you know?
And well, now we know because now we're on the other side. Sometimes it is fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is. Oh, all right.
A little exhausting. Yeah.
We'll do it. Okay. I just don't have the energy I used to have. When you're a kid, you don't realize that adults just don't have that same energy level that you have.
No, not so much.
You notice that when you get a new animal in the household too, a little puppy or a kitten or something too. You suddenly remember what that was like. Oh, boy. Good times.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you're having a great start to the fall season. Let's dry out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get outside and have a little bit of fun yet while the weather's still
nice.
That'd be nice. Huh? That'd be great. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. We appreciate you being with us here on our program. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.